Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event, now on at your Opel dealer.
Now, though, we're moving on because the government says it won't offer 100% redress to thousands of people with crumbling homes in Donegal and Mayo. According to a fresh position paper seen by this programme, officials at the Department of Housing still support a redress scheme where homeowners must cover 10% of the repair costs. A number of campaigners have quit a special government group in recent days. Families in Donegal and Mayo claim they can't afford to rebuild their homes unless they get full compensation from the state. Well, Barry Lenehan has been following this story for us over the last few weeks and has more on it now. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
So what's been happening?
It's thousands of people from Donegal and Mayo, you'll recall, marched in Dublin last month to demand 100% redress for the owners of mica and pyrite affected homes in the northwest. Houses crumbling away due to defective blocks. So this protest, it came at the peak of a wave of political pressure over the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, with the Dáil unanimously backing a Sinn Féin motion calling for 100% redress and government TDs threatening resignation unless more was done for homeowners. And so the minister set up this special working group to examine the redress scheme, to look at the demands for 100%. On the group, you have senior officials from the Department of Housing as well as mica and pyrite campaigners from Donegal and Mayo. And the group had been due to present a report to Cabinet by the end of this week. That's now pushed back to the end of September, but the talks appear in trouble this morning with the government still insistent it won't offer 100% redress.
Now, you've seen this position paper from the Department of Housing. It was presented to homeowners as part of these talks over the past few days. So what does it say?
According to the 40-page document dated the 19th of July, the Department of Housing, quote, continues to support a 10% contribution from homeowners affected by defective blocks, rather than the state offering full 100% redress. It says the department is satisfied that the current scheme will work on a 90-10 basis for the vast majority of homeowners.
It's not just primary homes, it's hospitals, schools, farm properties, holiday homes. They're also cracking due to mica, particularly in Donegal. How does the department respond to this problem?
Yeah, and campaigners in Donegal had called for the scheme to be extended to cover those secondary properties such as holiday homes, the farm buildings and so on. However, the Department of Housing is dismissing this idea in the document, stating extending eligibility beyond principal private residences would be problematic and it would not be in a position to support this. In the document, the department also rejects homeowners' calls for a full public inquiry into the mica crisis or a state apology. However, it says it will support a recommendation to pursue the quarries and will seek a contribution from banks to the redress scheme.
And what else is in there?
Homeowners wanted rebuilds to adhere to 2021 building standards, including energy upgrades. But the department says it can't fund energy upgrades. And so homeowners will still be required to keep windows, doors, fittings, boilers, radiators from their old house that was demolished to put back into the new build when it's completed, as the rebuild will meet the energy standards from when the original house was built. Now, it doesn't need to be anywhere near those new energy standards. Campaigners, they've also called for a 40-year state guarantee to cover homes which require repair rather than full demolition, as these homes, of course, can't be insured. But the department instead is recommending an option at the moment of giving homeowners a second grant further down the line if needed.
So what costs are the homeowners in Donegal and Mayo looking at here?
The department at the moment says it will pay the rental costs for homeowners. This is a change who need alternative accommodation when their homes are being levelled, but this will actually come from the grant itself. At the moment, the maximum grant payable under the scheme is £247,500. In this document, the department supports a recommendation to review the maximum limits currently in place, but it won't link the grants to construction inflation. And as you can imagine, costs in Donegal, in Mayo, are likely to rise once repairs and demolitions begin under the scheme. An analysis by campaigners in Donegal also shows that if this 90-10 scheme remains and construction costs rise to €160 per square foot, homeowners with a an average-size rural dwelling of 2,500 square foot will be left with a bill after they get their government grant of €190,000.
That's an awful amount of money. Now, the position paper also gives a fresh insight as to the extent of the defective block scandal and the potential cost of all this, Barry, to the Exchequer.
Yeah, and Conservative estimates had previously suggested over 5,000 private homes are impacted by mica in Donegal. Some had even suggested double, plus over 1,000 social housing stock, 1,000 homes too by Pyrite and Mayo. But this report concludes how it's, quote, difficult to predict with accuracy the number of homes which should be eligible for funding under the scheme, with a, quote, unquantified number of homes precluded from applying for redress as they are secondary residences. The department also intimates that the extent of the mica crisis is worse than initially feared. Over 50% of the homes under the scheme so far require full demolition, it says, greater than expected, and this will have significant financial implications. We learn how the average repair bill per house currently stands at £204,000. The cost to the Exchequer has spiralled by over 40% in recent months. It's now estimated to be at least £1.4 billion. The department had previously suggested an upper ceiling of £2.5 billion to the fund.
But the problem doesn't end with Donegal and Mayo. You were in the Midwest a couple of weeks ago and there were problems around defective blocks just emerging. Are they mentioned in this?
Yeah, this document confirms how four more local authorities, Limerick, Clare, Sligo and Tipperary, have also sought access to the government's defective block scheme, but it notes how any changes which contribute to the further rise in the projected cost will require very serious consideration by the Department of Housing and the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform.
Now, the position paper that you've been talking about, this was presented to campaigners last week as part of the working group which was set up by Minister Dara O'Brien, but some of those homeowners have now left that group. What happened?
Representatives of the Mica Action Group in Donegal, they're sticking with the working group for now, but they're to write to the Minister for Housing this morning to express their deep frustration and what they say is a lack of urgency shown in the talks to date. But Donegal campaigner Paddy Diver, the chief organiser of last month's large protest, he's walked away. He's taking his fight to Brussels.
The government have put up a brick wall in front of us. They're not budging from their 9 to 10. I'm totally, completely and utterly shocked. The working group needs to understand the government are playing us like fools. A meeting was cancelled this week. I don't even know how they can cancel a meeting. Every meeting is an urgency. Every meeting is needed. For them to cancel a meeting just makes me want to fall on my knees and scream.
We'll recall how last month thousands of protesters from Donegal and Mayo converged on the streets of Dublin looking for 100% redress. Is another protest on the cards here?
Definitely. There's going to be another protest and it's going to be a destructive protest. The date is not set for it yet. We're waiting to see on the position of the working group at the end of September. We will be looking for Sky News to publicise us here. We want us here all over Europe to see that this is not a great wee country. It's a shame this Irish government, this should never happen to ordinary homeowners. This is not our fault. We're 6 weeks down the line and not one single thing given. Not one thing.
If the working group doesn't bring a satisfactory conclusion by the end of September or 100% redress, we have heard other campaigners in Donegal before talk of potential legal action here.
Oh, definitely. Listen, we've told them in the meetings that legal action is on the cards. We will be looking for compensation for children and everything. This could be work out far more expensive for the government. We're already in the process of arranging a meeting over in Brussels, who's going to be bringing this into Europe as well. Oh, we're definitely not going away. There's not one angle that we're not going to stick to. We're going to go to the legal side of stuff. We're going to bring this into Europe. We're going to bring it to the streets of Dublin. We're going to ask every county that is coming up. It's not just Donegal and Mayo. Limerick, Clare, Sligo, Kerry. They're all coming next. Who does the government think that they can say that the only people allowed in the scheme is Donegal and Mayo? This is an Irish thing now at this stage. See all these other counties. And when we tell the rest of the counties, listen, this could be you, Tipperary. This could be you, Cork. All us Irish people years ago used to always say, oh, it's great to be from Ireland. We stand together. We'll fight in Irish. Well, the one thing we always fought for was our families and our family homes. So now is the time that we have to come out and stand up for the ordinary Irish citizens and go against this government.
Well, Paddy Diver's not alone, Barry, because campaigners in Mayo have also walked off the group because there are fresh complications around the admin of the scheme.
Yeah, the North Mayo Pyrite Action Group stepped aside yesterday. Last week, Mayo County Council refused 20 applicants redress from the defective concrete block scheme. Those who've been denied redress claim their applications were refused without a full site inspection of their properties. Now, Mayo County Council says in a number of cases, the applications didn't meet the eligibility of the scheme and there's an appeals process in place, but it declined to answer a number of specific questions I put to them several times over the last week. Just 4 applications for redress have been approved for homes in Mayo since April. Now, Jamie Lee Donnelly is one of those to quit the working group. She's also been refused access to the scheme, despite laboratory analysis proving the presence of pyrite in her home.
The reason we've decided to walk away is because we don't feel that we're getting anywhere. We feel like we're being led on a merry dance by the government and by the department. And so essentially it's a waste of our time. The 31st of July is the end of the week. And even the small things, they're no further up the road.
And what of that big issue of 100% redress?
It went into the Dáil. There was a motion put before the Dáil and nobody in the Dáil opposed it. We have had TDs and county councillors and, you know, coming out and saying, you know, 100% needs to be given. I'm not quite sure who's not getting the message that we're looking 100%, but somebody hasn't got it. We're no closer. Like, ultimately, like, I don't feel like they're going to move on it.
The minister might argue you're better off inside the tent waiting until the end of September for further discussions, and perhaps these issues could be ironed out.
I've been inside the tent for six weeks now, and I've got no further on. So you need to know when to walk away. They haven't made their position clear in that they're going to give 100%. In fact, I think they've made it clear that, you know, we'd be lucky with a true 90-10. I'm not willing to accept that.
20 homeowners in Mayo have recently been refused access to the remediation scheme as it currently stands. This is despite having engineers' reports and in some cases core sampling showing the presence of pyrite in their homes.
We have asked that Mayo County Council rescind those letters that went out and rescind the decision that they've made on it. All we're asking for is fair process to be followed. I had to go out and pay €5,000 to an engineer for him to come and look at my house. He assessed my house. Based on what he'd seen in my house, his opinion was that my house had defective concrete blocks in it. He recommended that we go forth with the testing. 8 core samples were taken out of my house and they were sent off to a lab. The lab assessed them and they confirmed what the engineer had thought, that my house is affected by defective concrete blocks. Now, how Mayo County Council can then get that report, so they got the lab report, got the engineer's report, and then they can make the decision that actually, no, your house is undamaged. There's no cracks in your house. Your house is undamaged and we're not giving you eligibility without even coming out and looking at the house. It mind boggles me. It absolutely mind boggles me how they can do that.
Jamie Lee Donnelly there. So any political response, Barry, this morning from the department?
Yeah, homeowners have 2 weeks to appeal. The Mayo TD Dara Kaliri says the events of the last week has compounded the immense stress and pressure that homeowners are under there. And he's expressed his concerns around the scheme directly to his party colleague, the Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. Sinn Féin's Donegal TD Padraig McLaughlin says he's very worried by the contents of this position paper and the minister needs to clarify what his actual position is with talks at a critical juncture. A spokesperson for the Department of Housing says the matter of 100% redress is under discussion by the working group, which will present a report by the 30th of September.
Barry, thank you very much. Barry Lenehan there with that report. And coming up after the break, we'll be going to Tokyo to catch up with Des Cahill.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.